The State Department warns that aircraft flying in and out of Kenya's capital, Nairobi, are at risk of a missile attack similar to the one launched last month against an Israeli passenger jet in Mombasa. While the plane wasn't hit, a nearly simultaneous car bombing at the Paradise Hotel killed 16 people. The only individuals in custody for the twin attacks are the wives of two of the suspects, NPR's Jason Bobium reports.
Earlier this month, police here released sketches of two men believed to have been involved in the attacks on the Israeli charter plane in the Israeli-owned Paradise Hotel. One of the men is a 23-year-old Kenyan named Saleh Ali Saleh Naban. The other suspect wasn't named. Originally, police said Naban was in South Africa. Then they said he was holed up in Kenya along the Somali border. Deputy Kenyan Police Commissioner William Langat, who's leading the investigation into the attacks, now says it's unclear where Naban is, and he says his officers are still trying to identify additional suspects.
So far, we at least have known some of them by names. We have identified their families, but we haven't yet known them exactly who they are.
Shortly after the November 28th attacks, Kenyan police took more than a dozen people into custody for questioning, including Naban's wife, mother, and brother. All of the detainees have since been released except two, the wife of Naban and the wife of another suspect, who Langat won't identify. Langat believes Naban's wife can help him track down her husband, but so far, he says, she isn't providing much useful information. Agents from the FBI and the Israeli Mossad descended on Mombasa immediately after the incident and have continued to assist in the investigation. Halife Khalifa, with a group called Muslims for Human Rights, is highly critical of the way the police have been handling this investigation.
To us, arresting a mother because one member of the family is suspected that he was involved, and then put her in for a week denying her bail, that is unacceptable to us. These things are done in Israel. So the Mossad is forcing the Kenyan authority to do exactly what they are doing in the Middle East, in Israel.
The wreckage of the Paradise Hotel is almost exactly as it was after the blast. The charred front gate partially blocks the entrance. Several burnout minivans sit in front of what was once the lobby. But amidst the destruction here, there are still signs of the resort's previous life as a place called the Paradise. Tropical birds flit through the midday heat. Several wicker chairs are positioned on the lawn, still facing the white sand beach and the rich blue of the Indian Ocean. Marketing this East African vision of paradise to international tourists has been difficult over the last decade. Civil unrest around the 1992 and 97 elections marred Kenya's reputation. Then in 1998, terrorists blew up the American embassy, and now the Mombasa attack. But Andrew Tuva, a manager at the Sun and Sand Resort, just down the beach from the paradise, says he doesn't believe the recent bombing will be a major setback for Kenya's tourism industry. The Paradise Hotel catered almost exclusively to Israelis, and Tuva says Kenyans just got caught in the crossfire.
Bearing in mind that this time round the target was the Israelis, who are not to be found all over Kenya, we think we are going to recover pretty fast.
Immediately after the bombing, Tuva says some people canceled the reservations, but this week his 285-room hotel is completely full. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mombasa.